The world's trade ministers gather in Cancun, Mexico next week to try to breathe life into the latest round of world trade talks. Commentator Ev Ehrlich says the talks are doomed to founder without American leadership.
The hideous secret of trade talks is that politicians really don't want them to succeed. The current round is no exception. The fact is, trade scares the bejesus out of politicians. Sure, trade is good for the economy. Doomsayers talk about how trade costs us jobs, but most studies show that, across countries and over time, open economies grow faster. If it wasn't true, the U.S. would have closed up shop years ago. But trade is about change. It's about new industries supplanting the old, and change brings displacement and fear. It's not surprising, then, most political leaders thump their chests about the virtues of open trade. But when the chips are down, they pander to the protectionist interests that deliver money and votes. That's a tragedy, because the Cancun trade talks, if successful, could do a world of good, particularly for the world's poor. 1 billion people around the world live in abject poverty, and another 1 billion on the fringe of destitution. But though they're poor, they're not idle. Most are engaged in either primitive agriculture or low-wage manufacturing. Yet those are the very industries that our trade policies protect the most. We have tariffs and quotas that raise the prices Americans pay for cheap clothing and shoes by billions annually. And that pales compared to agriculture. In both America and Europe, we pay farmers subsidies to overproduce. This pushes crop prices down all over the world, which means that people like African cotton growers or Mexican corn farmers don't get a fair price for their product. And then there are products such as sugar or orange juice, which foreigners can't sell here, period. If the Cancun trade session could straighten out one issue, it should be this one: the U.S. and Europe subsidizing their farmers to overproduce in a way that keeps the world's poorest people poor. We're good at lecturing the world, particularly the world's poorest countries, about free markets and private enterprise. Here's our chance to live up to our lectures. Let's change our farm policies, end tariffs and quotas on cheap goods, and stop punishing foreign producers with restraints when our own industries are uncompetitive. Let's do it now, on our own, and then challenge the rest of the world to follow our lead. That's how we could make these trade talks a success. If, that is, we really want them to succeed.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development here in Washington. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.